History can be a tricky subject to teach. It's not just about dates and events, but also a complex combination of beliefs and narratives. As William Faulkner said, the past isn't dead, it isn't even the past. VCU History and Education professor Gabriel Rich explores these issues when thinking about the origins of Confederate statues in Richmond. He says Virginia's history curriculum largely ignores historical nuances and controversies.
Our state standards on the Civil War both say that slavery is the main cause of the war, but largely ignore the ways in which white supremacy reinstated itself after Reconstruction. And that is really when those monuments begin to be erected.
Rich recently published guidance for educators teaching this part of history. He became intrigued by the overpowering nature of Richmond's monuments when he moved to the area from New York and wondered what effect they had on today's youth.
Do they even recognize them, or are they just a place for pigeons to roost, or something you pass once in a while when you drive down Monument Avenue?
Seeing the past up close is part of history teacher Brittany Jones's curriculum. A former student of Rich's, she wanted her class to have a deeper understanding of how myths and beliefs were shaped following the Civil War.
The historiography, of slavery is really interesting. And the Lost Cause movement has a lot to do with why, for many, many years, really up until the 1950s, slavery was seen as something that was not bad, that there were these good slaves and they were happy and slave owners were benevolent, this idea and this story. And, you know, you see that with Birth of a Nation that comes out the turn of the 20th century and, you know, Gone with the Wind. And all of that really changes in the 1950s with different scholars coming out and talking about slavery, saying, you know, opposite things. And the kids... Now they do, but before they really did not see how these monuments going up and that ideology and that time period, how they're all intertwined.
During the same period when many statues were going up, there was also a rise in documented lynchings of Black Americans. Classroom discussion included talking about this history and the purpose of the monuments.
Are monuments things that are just built to remember? Or are they things built to glorify? And I think there's a big difference there. So we had to really decipher that.
After learning more about the men represented by the monuments, Jones wanted her students to share their own feelings about keeping Confederate statues on Monument Avenue or removing them. She asked the high schoolers to stand on either side of the classroom next to quotes expressing both viewpoints. The opinions of the all-African-American class were split 50-50.
There were some kids who were literally standing on the line because they didn't know which one they agreed with, so they were in the middle. But the majority of the kids chose a side. And so once they chose a side, of course, you can't just sit there or stand there. You had to defend your side.
Some even switched sides after hearing their classmates' views. And Jones says some perspectives shifted after the class took a field trip to walk down Monument Avenue. 17-year-old Shantae Rowe is a senior at John Marshall.
Just kind of smack in our face to just put them up, knowing what they did to us back, you know, in the early 1900s and all that. But you can't just live onto the past. It's going to cause more problems in the future.
Rowe says it was her first time walking on Monument Avenue.
When we were there, the police was following us the whole time. And then people across the street, they was looking at us like we were like, why y'all around here? So like, it's still some type of racism going on now.
Students saw each of the five Confederate monuments in person and looked at Arthur Ashe's statue on Google Earth. Jones says that when she duplicates the lesson this year, she'll make sure to include that monument on the tour too.
Honestly, a lot of kids said if any monument should be taken down, it should be his from Monument Avenue because it just does not flow with the other people.
Professor Gabriel Rich encourages teachers and students to discuss the Arthur Ashe controversy. In his teacher guidance, he includes contrasting opinion pieces from local papers in the 1990s. Rich says examination of these historical documents helps add context and put into perspective for kids how the discussion and controversies evolve over time.
History's interesting when it is controversial. History's interesting when it touches on and helps us understand cultures that are very different from us. that helps us understand how weird our own culture is and how strange our own times are. And that helps give us some perspective on what is on this world that exists around us today.
Following the field trip, students got an assignment, come up with a solution to the modern monument controversy. Student Jerry G's solution, add more monuments.
I feel like you should have other monuments up as well, such as Ned Turner, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, maybe Barack Obama.
G says he sees the debate differently than his elders.
I feel like if I were around when they first put them up, I would have been more upset. But being that they were up so long, there's no reason to take them down now. So,
Jones asked a few follow-up questions, like what happens if we do take down these monuments? Who's going to be upset? Who's it going to affect?
And one actually commented, well, if they took the monuments down, what would that do with the property on Monument Avenue?
Students had other insights while on the trip.
They're like, why would they have these Confederate people in such an affluent area? What does that say about the people living there? So they got into that discussion as well.
By engaging students in these conversations, Rich says teachers are playing a role in cultivating civic participation of the teens.
What I would like to see as an outcome is that students somehow become engaged. That historical culture is something that they live in, it's always changing, and that they are going to be a part of.
But first, he says parents and educators have to be willing to go there and explore the often uncomfortable topics surrounding historical controversies. For Learning Curve, I'm Megan Polly, WCVE News.